presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 1110 America, New York. National Academy asks court to strip Sackler name from endowment. Millions in Sackler donations sat dormant, rising in value as the opioid epidemic raged and as other institutions distanced themselves from the makers of a notorious painkiller.
FX Street.
April 12, 1022 America, New York. Fed to start cutting rates in July, ABN AMRO. Analysts at ABN AMRO share an update to their Federal Reserve, Fed, policy outlook following the latest inflation data.
FX Street.
April 12, 1005 America, New York. U.S. UOM Consumer Confidence Index declines to 77.9 in April versus 79 expected. Consumer confidence in the U.S. weakened in early April, with the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index edging lower to 77.9 from 79.4 in March.
FX Street.
April 12, 1001 America, New York. United States UOM 5-year consumer inflation expectation. 3%, April, vs 2.8%. United States UOM 5-year consumer inflation expectation. 3%, April, vs 2.8%.
FX Street. April 12, 10 o'clock America, New York. United States Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index registered at 77.9, below expectations, 79, in April. United States Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index registered at 77.9, below expectations, 79, in April.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 9:54 America, New York. Bank of England to overhaul its forecasting after inflation surprises. The review, which was led by Ben S. Bernanke, a former Federal Reserve chair, came after the central bank had been criticized for underestimating inflation. Copyright. Alex Ingram for The New York Times. Britain had managed economic shocks well under existing policy until a series of events, including Brexit and pandemic lockdowns, disrupted the economy.
FX Street.
April 12, 9:43 America, New York. JP Morgan fails to shine as Citi bounces back. After the U.S. CPI print on Wednesday, the market's attention is now on the first quarter earnings season.
FX Street.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. ECB gave some strong hints that a June cut is forthcoming, Rabobank. Reviewing the European Central Bank's, ECB, monetary policy announcements following the April meeting, Rabobank analysts noted that the ECB gave some strong hints that there will be a reduction in the policy rate in June.
Global economy.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. Dollar notches up strongest week since 2022. Currency's strength compared with euro and sterling comes after outsize U.S. inflation figures.
Global economy.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. Could inflation sink Biden? U.S. growth does not matter much to voters if interest rates remain elevated.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York, Trump or Biden? The stock market doesn't care. Prediction markets say former President Donald J. Trump has a good chance of winning. So far, the stock market is fine with that. Copyright. Mansi Srivastava, The New York Times. Inflation isn't the only potential anomaly in this election year.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. That giant college sticker price isn't what most students pay. The share of those paying the full advertised cost has declined over the last couple of decades, a new report found. Yet many don't understand how much they'll really pay.
FX Street.
April 12, 8:52 America, New York. UK GDP on track to surprise bow to upside in Q1 TD Securities. Analysts at TD Securities assess the latest gross domestic product, GDP, data from the UK.
FX Street.
April 12, 8:43 America, New York. India industrial output registered at 5.7%, below expectations, 6%, in February. India industrial output registered at 5.7%, below expectations, 6%, in February.
FX Street. April 12, 8:43 America, New York. India manufacturing output, 5%. February, vs 3.2%. India manufacturing output, 5%, February, vs 3.2%.
FX Street.
April 12, 843 America, New York. India cumulative industrial output remains at 5.9% in February. India cumulative industrial output remains at 5.9% in February.